Be calm. Tamar's on.
Welcome to Tamar Talks, where music is constant and discovery is endless. Now your host is ready to tell it all, Ashley Tamar!
Hey, you guys, what's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to me. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, a.k.a. Tamar. I'm so excited to be doing a Tamar Talks radio podcast for you guys. Can you believe it is July? Happy 4th of July as it is coming up. Independence, freedom, all that liberty and more. I hope you guys be safe. Have a wonderful time. Don't eat too much because you're going to regret it. You're going to be like, oh, I need to be in the gym. And then you're going to get to the gym and be like, oh, why did I do this? So just, you know, take your time on eating all that good food that you call good. Make sure you don't eat too much meat. That's a whole nother conversation in itself. And it kind of goes and wraps into the fact that July is fibroid month. A lot of people do not even know anything about fibroids. I'm sorry. We hear a lot about cancer and a lot of other health awareness, heart-related diseases, but fibroids is a really, 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 really underrated. It's not talked about, discussed, and it really affects more women, of course, and mainly African-American women, which is the case in which it is becoming a prevalent thing in the African-American community. And ironically, when I was doing my women's well exam, which I do get every year around the same time every year, I did find out that I had small, tiny, tiny fibroids, which made me be like, what are they? I've heard about them growing up, not necessarily in my younger years, but more in my young adult years. But you rarely heard women talk about it. I rarely heard forums on it. And ironically, I've been hearing a lot about it on the radio, but I did find out that the state of Texas has not officially announced fibroids as fibroid month. Right now, Florida, Georgia, the city of New Orleans, and New York, they honor fibroid awareness, which I just so salute those states and those regions for honoring it. I do believe South Carolina and Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, they are officially announcing fibroids. It's Awareness Month in July. And there's some other organizations that are once again working on Texas, Illinois, and California. So for those of you who do not know what fibroids are, I have a dear friend on this interview who is going to tell us all about it. And she's actually taken a different approach to the healing of the womb in which fibroids affects, especially for women who are having hard times childbearing. And it is non-cancerous in growth and it can exist without symptoms, such as in myself. But some women do have irregular menstrual cycles, they have anemia, and they have painful intercourse and infertility issues, especially since 600,000 hysterectomies are performed annually in the U.S. alone, with approximately 70% done to treat non-cancerous conditions like fibroids. So please, if you are not aware, if you have no clue what they are, I hope this interview is really healing. I hope it encourages you to make a stance on women. Let's get to knowing our health, our status of our health on everything, not being afraid. And for those of you who may not have the financial ability to find out what tests you need, please stay tuned to hear this amazing interview and informative interview from my dear new acquaintance, Ms. Ty Jones, with the Goddess Womb Holistic Community. All right, it's your girl, Ashley Tamar, and today we have a special guest talking about something that is rarely discussed within our communities, amongst women in particular. Please welcome to Tamar Talks, Ms. Ty Jones, founder and CEO of Goddess Womb. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you for having me on your show today. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to finally talk to you. I know we've talked on and off about this health situation that is dear to your heart, and now it is dear to mine. But, I mean, we want to talk more about who you are, but you do have an interesting event coming up. It is the first event. I think I've not really heard of too many events walking and raising money for fibroids. But on July 21st, you will be hosting your first ever 2K run for fibroids. What made you finally jump into activating your first event? And were you inspired maybe from some other events maybe in the city of Houston or around the world?
Well, what inspired me was basically July is fibroid month, and, you know, it's not legislated in Texas, and so that's another goal that I'm working on. So I wanted to do something in Houston, in Texas, that is, you know, towards fibroids, since, you know, July is awareness for fibroids. And I was like, I don't want to wait next year to have a walk. I'm just going to do it. And this idea happened in April. So this is just something, you know, it's not just something I put together. It was the idea that came to me, but I didn't want to wait on it. And if I waited, I'd be like, oh, man, I should have went ahead and just did my walk. And that's how it happened. And, you know, they're having walks for cancers and lupus and all of this, and there's nothing about fibroids. So I want to bring the awareness to fibroids. It's been silenced for way too long, and there's so many women out there who are suffering from this condition.
Well, you said something interesting that I didn't know. I did not know July is fibroid month, so I salute you for knowing that and making something happen in that particular month of July. So I so am excited to be there and support at the same time. But let's give people an understanding of what are uterine fibroids and what are some symptoms, and maybe how young could a woman maybe get, you know, find out that she even has uterine fibroids?
Right. Well, uterine fibroids are smooth muscle tissues, and they can form on your uterus or on the outside of your uterus, and they're debilitating. Some people, you know, some women don't have symptoms, like yourself. You don't have any symptoms. Others have the debilitating symptoms where they can't get out of bed, they can't go to work, their menstrual is so heavy that they're soaking through the pads, the cramping is just unbelievable. And I found out in 2013 that I had fibroids only because I had to go to the emergency room. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew it wasn't right. I fell to the floor. I couldn't get up, so my mom had to rush me to the emergency room. And the doctor come back and says, you have fibroids. And I'm like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? There's no help. Just take this medication for the pain, and they send you home, and that's it. And you just have no one to help you get through this process. So a lot of women feel like they're alone. And I've been having these pains since I started my menstrual, really, 12 years old, and just not knowing what the cause was. You know, so these symptoms have been with me since, you know, I kind of started my menstrual, and I want to be able to, you know, help other women and girls to detect if they have fibroids. It could be endometriosis. It could be cysts. It could be something else. But at least we can help them to figure out what is this pain that they're having.
Wow. Well, you said something very interesting. You know, you went to the emergency room, you get the pills and the medication, and I mean, that has its semantics too, because that's definitely, some people are all about the medication, yes, and then you have more of a holistic approach, so which is why you created Goddess Womb. So what is the difference to approaching something like fibroids, that I did read that they're non-cancerous, so that's a blessing. But at the same time, I'm sure that wipes a brow off of your, you know, eyebrows or my eyebrows or anyone. But what is the advances and the advantages of approaching it holistically for someone who's like, I am anti-medication, but I got to do something about it? What is your approach?
Well, basically, it's being able to, you know, take control of what's going in your body versus having someone else take control of, you know, removing something from your body. And a holistic approach, which is what my platform, Goddess Womb, is, we provide educational content, resources to holistic doctors and healers for women to, you know, start their holistic journey of getting rid of their fibroids. Because a lot of women that, you know, I talk to, they say, hey, I don't even know how to, you know, reach out to a holistic healer or where to find one, you know, to go on this journey to, you know, rid my womb of these fibroids. And when you have surgery, they're basically cutting the fibroid off And it's like shaving. You know, when you shave your legs, you're, you know, you're not getting to the root of the problem. And so the fibers eventually grow back in a different place. It may take some years, but they'll eventually grow back because the doctors aren't getting to the root cause. And the root cause is your diet of what you're eating. What type of stress are you, you know, putting into your womb? And toxins, like it's a lot that, you know, contributes to, you know, the mass of the fibroid. And to go and remove it, you have to, you know, do a radical detox to your body to stop feeding the fibroid.
So, okay, give us an example of like what you possibly eat now that maybe you've had to replace to curb an appetite or something that you really, really used to eat. Give us an example of what. Maybe one food. What is it?
Okay. That is chicken. We all love chicken, right? So chicken, I completely cut out chicken. Now, if you want to eat chicken, you know, do the free-range chicken. No hormones. Because chicken, we already have estrogen. And so they're putting more estrogen into the chicken. So now you have estrogen on top of this other chemicals that they have in the chicken that is feeding the fibroids. So fibroids are estrogen dominant. So that was one, cutting out chicken.
Gosh, okay, I guess I'm learning way too much stuff in one day. So you said a doctor. Is there any holistic doctor that you would recommend in the city of Houston or anywhere where young ladies can start to take that first step to a holistic approach?
Yes, actually, I'm working with a doctor here in Houston. I have a couple that I'm working with across the state, but Dr. Fisher, she is a natural holistic doctor here in Houston, amazing doctor. We actually did an interview. In her interview, she's talking about fibroids, she's talking about the estrogen, she's talking about IUD, she's talking about everything, and she will be at the Fibroid Walk July 21st speaking as well. So Dr. Fisher is, her website is roadtowellness.com.
Wow, okay. So I'm excited to meet Dr. Fisher as well. All right, so let's jump to the horror side of having fibroids and the last resort that I know growing up, hysterectomy was such a taboo. Like we, you know, we didn't know what that word was. And of course it wasn't as prevalent. And if it was, you know, women didn't really talk about it, especially women who did not have children. But today it's way more prevalent. And it is oftentimes the last and the scariest and the hardest decision for any woman to make. So especially one who has not had a child. Can you explain some natural alternatives to the surgery and the medication that you know of, maybe like any vitamins that you may recommend, and exactly what is a hysterectomy for women who don't know, who are listening?
Well, hysterectomy, the industry is a $2.1 billion industry, and that's the only option that, you know, they give women going in when they find out they have fibroids, either myomectomy or hysterectomy. And a hysterectomy is basically you're removing your uterus, so you're removing your womb, you're removing where, you know, everything is created. And so when you remove your womb, you're removing your divine feminine energy. So we hold everything in our stomach. You know, that's the part that grows whenever we eat so much, whenever we stress, whenever there's pain, you know, it starts in our womb. So having a hysterectomy is not the only option. Some women, they do have to have hysterectomy because it's gone too far for, you know, the fibroid to be dissolved, you know, naturally. I get that. But you don't have to go directly to surgery for having a hysterectomy. You can, you know, basically you have to cut out, you know, the estrogen dominant food, basically. And, you know, like I said, change the diet. There's so many things that you can change to, you know, start that journey, like tampons for one. I'll just say that. Tampons and pads. They have chemicals on it. They make you bleed longer and bleed more. And just going through my journey, I'm learning a lot as well. But, you know, that was another thing that I cut out. I stopped using tampons and pads and use organic pads. Tampons, you're plugging your uterus, so your uterus isn't able to flush out what it's meant to do to cleanse itself. So you're just plugging it up, and the bleach and all the other chemicals are just in there, just having a field day in your womb, making you cramp more, bleed more. So that's another thing, you know, that women can do that they'll really see a significance in how they're feeling every single month.
Wow, Ty, you're really hipping me to a lot of stuff. I've started Googling it. Of course, you can always Google, you know, foods that are high in estrogen. But it looks like it's like everything, like flax seeds, sesame seeds, apricots, oranges, strawberries, vegetables, like alfalfa sprouts, kale, celery. I mean, I love those things. Like, I almost can't eat nothing. Oh, this is such a sad situation. Okay, so this question wasn't on the questionnaire that I sent you earlier before the interview, but why do you think fibroids has not been discussed as much as other illnesses that are in our society? I think I have my answer why, but I want to hear from you. Why do you think, like, when did you know, I think you did mention this, you knew kind of something was off as early as when you started your menstrual period. But do you think it has a lot to do with the dynamics of our food changing? And what do you say to that?
That's a question that I've been asking myself since, you know, I've been on this journey. You know, why, you know, there's no walk for fibroids? Why no one is talking about it? But it's like doctors put it off to the side. Oh, it's just a woman having cramps, or, you know, fibroids, you know, it's not really a big deal. Nobody's dying from it. Well, people, you know, they can't have kids from it because they don't know they can actually remove the fibroid from blocking the fallopian tube. That's what it's doing. It's blocking the fallopian tube, so you can't have, you know, you can't get pregnant. But for it to be silenced for so long and it to be an epidemic in the African-American women community, I just feel like, oh, you know, it's African-American women, and it goes back to, you know, the slave days. So it's just a combination of everything to me. I don't want to get, you know, too deep, but I just think it's just, you know, a combination of who we are, what is affecting, you know, how it's affecting us. And it's just a lot, you know. I just don't want to get too deep, but, you know, they talk about the cancer, they talk about the lupus, and plus it's a billion-dollar industry. So why would they want to get rid of it? You know, just like cancer, they're doing these cancer funds and, you know, having all this fundraiser and walks and stuff like that because it's prevalent to everyone. This 90% of African-American women have fibroids. 50 to 70% of women, you know, have fibroids. So it's our community that's really suffering, and I just don't think they care enough about it to make any noise. But now we're here to make noise.
Well, no, I appreciate it, and that's why I wanted to have you on Tamar Talks, because I feel like no matter what, you can hear it all day, knowledge is power, but we've got to start empowering each other about what we know. And if we don't talk about it, and I know I discussed this stuff with my mom, like, why isn't it when you're in your teens, these things are never heard of? Like, we're not talking, and it's what, 2018, and we're still not talking about it. Okay, so for more information on your first inaugural event, where can ladies contact you? And if they wanted to ask more private questions and be steered in a better direction, where can people find you? What's your social media handles? And, of course, we're going to post the flyer. But where can people find you, or email address where people can ask more questions?
Okay, well, my Facebook page is Goddess Womb Fibroid Holistic Community, and my Instagram is my Goddess Womb Fibroid Holistic Community. And you can also go to the website goddesswomb.org. You'll find everything on there as well. And if you have, you know, questions, you can contact me through email, which is mygoddesswomb, at gmail.com. You can send me questions if you have anything you want to talk about, and I'll get back to you guys through email. And then also we can have a private conversation over the phone if that's needed as well.
Well, thank you, Ty, so much. When are you going to start offering the ultrasounds for women? I know I'm sure the fundraiser is going to help offset some of those costs, but when do you think you will be beginning those ultrasounds for women?
Well, hopefully this year. I don't want to wait this year. Hopefully starting in September to start with these ultrasounds. So the goal is to come on out, everybody come to the walk. It's a great call so we can get these women their free exams, ultrasound exams, because you don't get that when you go get your regular, you know, annual woman checkup. That's totally something separate. And just to have one is $200 to $500 to have an ultrasound. And it's pretty expensive just to detect if you have fibroids.
Well, I know I will be helping you spread the word. I am so happy and proud of you for July 21st. Congratulations. We will get as many women as possible out there for your first ever inaugural walk for the fibroids. Congratulations, Ty.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being a part of this awesome walk and this, just, you know, the platform. Having your voice there, you can reach so many women and let them know, hey, you're not alone. We're here. There's a community here for you. So I'm so honored and thankful for you being a part of this platform as well.
Of course, this is just the beginning.
Thank you, Ty, for being a part of the Tamar Talks Radio. We welcome you to the Tamar Talks podcast family. You guys, don't forget, July 21st, she and an amazing team of women are putting on their first inaugural 2K walk in memory and to help educate all women about fibroids. Please do not forget to follow her at My Goddess Womb Fibroid Holistic. And, you know, you may see some other people you recognize. Don't forget, it is July 21st. Please sign up. Please do not forget to register. Please tell as many people as you know, even women who may not even be talking about it, may be nervous. Please spread the awareness that another woman is doing an interesting thing and an educational event in the city of Houston. And so drag your girlfriends out. Even if you just don't have fibroids, please come out and support, all right? It's your girl, Ashley Tamar, aka Tamar. Thank you guys so much for listening to Tamar Talks podcast. Once again, happy 4th of July. I will see some of you guys on the West Coast. I have some announcements coming up about some music, some stories, hint, hint, and more. Don't forget to follow me at the Tamar Davis. You can always visit me at TamarDavis.com. I have some merchandise coming your way in the fall. I have some other, you know, exciting things that I've been sitting on for a long time. I have a huge masterclass opportunity for all of you aspiring artists who are wanting to get into this business. And I really want to encourage you guys, it's not always about being on that stage. Sometimes you got to get behind in the wings, be a true servant, and you'll see how God continues to propel you in other opportunities. You guys, I love you. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, love you. It's gonna be a new day.
In a battle and your faith is in a saddle, trying to get ahead and see the light that's trying to make way through the clouds. It's so hard to live a life when you've given it your all, when you're letting go the past. Optimistic, hear the call. Where's the understanding to endure, afraid another fall? Living life ain't stressing what you think of. To do what's choosing, which way is right, hey. So I close the door, turn off the radio, find the quiet place and shut my eyes, picture me in space. where I have no doubt. Time to turn off all the noise. We'll let the outside in destroy. All I have worked hard for, reaching stars that I know will take me far. It seems so clear to me to be all that I ever thought I could. And now that you are here,
He did it.
Say he did it.
He did it.
Yes, God.
Yes. get it just for me. Tell your neighbor he did it for me. God did it just for me. Sing it again. God did it.
God did it.
And it's already, say, it's already getting better.
It's already
getting easier.
God's already moving on my behalf.
One more time, everybody say,
it's already
getting better.
It's already
getting easier.
God's already.
He did it for me. Come on, church. He did it for me. I know you've been sick, but he did it for me. God did it.
God did it.
He did it.
He did it.
Yes, God did it.
God did it.
Just for me. Go and testify. Tell somebody. When you look at your neighbor, tell them God did it. Come on, say it. Give him praise.
It's the early morning, the smell of coffee and the laughter near. I feel so ready for what the day brings when the sky is clear. 'Cause it's a good day today. Make today a good day. It's a good day today. Have a good day today.
Beautifully broken, but I'll be beautifully healed. Sometimes your heart's gotta be cut open to find. 'Cause I'll be beautifully healed. Sometimes your heart's gotta be cut open to find what's beautifully real. Just when you think it might be over, it's when the journey finally starts.
To me, what's that in your hand? I said, fruit from the apple tree. Would you like to take a bite and make our way upstream? Before we left the garden, came a sight so tempting, saying, who are you and where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna have, what you please. Don't say I didn't want you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. Said, boom, 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 boom. So tell me your goals, 'cause your vibe is something rare. Your innocence is charming. He seemed to really care. To love beyond what the eye can, seeing all my flaws and flares before sin destroyed us. From the first fall and all this snare. So who are you and where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna have, what you please. Don't say I didn't warn you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. So we dominated, named everything we could. Gave life to Cain and Abel. Soon we were understood. We're fruitful, multiplied. Desires, I apologize. And who are you? And where did you come from? I want to get to know you. Have anything you wanna have, what you please. Don't say I didn't want you. A price you pay forever. Don't eat from this apple tree. Apple tree.
Be calm, stay more John. Be calm, stay more John. Be calm, stay more John. Stay more on.
No need to panic. It's automatic. What you're hearing is real now. What you're feeling is real. It's been a long time since you felt that vibe. When you don't care what people say, time to get loose, ain't nothing blocking your way. Be calm, hey my son. Be calm, hey my son. Be calm, hey my son. Hey my son. Be calm, hey my son. Be calm, hey my son. Be calm, hey my son. I've been waiting a long time for this. You've been waiting. No one said the road is easy. Listen, everybody, drop.